Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Max is covered in the Coach's Corner as we continue to take a trip around the world of sports and find out what's happening with our local teams. We're going to turn our attention now to the sport of wrestling. Lebanon Tigers have a number of wrestlers that are competing later today in the regional, which is taking place at North Montgomery. And to start things off, let's welcome in Coach Jacob King to our conversation. Jacob, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. I'm doing well.
Well, give me kind of a overview of the season to this point. How's it gone for your guys?
Really well. We came in really focused early on in the year, got a good month of practice in, had a lot of good senior leadership, a good freshman class, started off right off the bat competing very well, went into Frankfurt Invite, seeing some tougher competition midway through the year, preparing us for conference, obviously went into conference, won that for the first time in 2015, and then going into the really tough sectional at Frankfurt, seeing a lot of the Hamilton County schools. We went in there and competed very well and now have seven moving on to regionals.
When you going into the sectional, thinking about what guys had the best chance to get out, were these seven the ones you thought had the best chance of moving on?
Yeah, we realistically thought we could, you know, get eight through. You know, everybody had a good shot, but eight was kind of the number, six to eight we were looking for. We had one upset at 120. Nico, as a freshman, getting a win over a senior to go to regionals was big for him. And then our senior heavy class obviously came through with advancement to regionals.
Again, we're talking with Jacob King here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, recapping the Tigers wrestling season. What have been some of the positives you've seen out of this team this year?
Just the consistency, day in, day out, their hard work. It's a long, grueling season, maintaining weight, tough competition, and all that can be grueling, and you can see a dip in their effort and attitude, but not this class. They every day they did as asked. They met every challenge that we presented to them, and that's where we contribute a lot of their success to.
Is that something you have seen through this class, through their 4 years of wrestling?
Yeah, this class is one of the first classes since taking over as head coach that we've been able to see from freshmen on. So just that culture and the expectations that we set, you know, they just knew what to expect coming in, and they've been great leaders for the underclassmen moving forward.
How big of a senior class is this?
We got eight seniors, five in the varsity lineup. So obviously, you know, moving forward, it's going to be tough to replace those guys, but I think the standard that they've set for the underclassmen next year, they will hopefully pick up right where they left off.
So how'd you win conference this year?
Obviously an individual tournament, so we just wanted everybody to focus on their task at hand, and the team race would take care of itself. We took seven to the finals and came away with four champions. Everybody placed in the top four except for one. We had a fifth place. So when you get everybody in top four, the majority, the team race is going to take care of itself, obviously, with four champions in there.
As I look here, going down those who were first-team all-conference, Carson Toole, first-team, Nico Trepkos, first-team, Braxton Echeverria, first-team, Vincent Laney, first-team, Ethan Kaufman, who we're going to hear from in just a moment, he finished second. And so great group, and up and down the weight classes.
Yeah, two of those, Nico and Braxton, being freshmen as conference champs is very big. Vincent Laney coming back off of a torn ACL and MCL, coming back and getting a conference champ was huge for him and his confidence. And Carson Toole going out there and getting us some bonus points and getting a conference championship was huge.
So let's talk a little bit about the sectional again. You're up at Frankfurt, and you look at the schools that were ahead of you, Carmel, Hamilton, Southeastern, Fishers, and Westfield. That certainly is a meat grinder right there when you have all those just really big schools.
Yeah, and we look forward to that competition. We see them all at different places throughout the year to get a gauge of where we are. And then obviously seeing them in sectional, we like to better our matches and how we compete against them. So we look forward to tough matches like that. That's what we're shooting to get to as a program. We want to be up there competing with those top schools, so we look forward to it.
All right, so what time do things start today over at North Montgomery?
9 a.m. is start time for the tournament. that first match, if you win that first match, you're going to semi-state. If you lose that first match, you're going home. So it's a blood round that we are getting our guys prepared for sure.
So what, four seed wrestles one seed, two wrestles three, they still hold that same format?
Correct.
All right. So you feel good about your guys' chances to get at least a few guys through?
Absolutely. A lot of our matchups, except for one, we've seen the guy before. So some wins, some losses, but we are definitely preparing our guys to go out there and get that first round win.
All right. Before we bring in the student athletes, I'd like to hear the coach tell me about them a little bit. Tell me about Carson Toole.
Carson Toole is one of our captains. He's been in this program for a long time, along with his older brothers. He, he's been one of the consistent wrestlers in our room that's battled some knee injuries this year, has, that to the side and been able to battle, get a conference championship, now going on to regionals. So his toughness and grit has been very appreciative.
And what about Ethan Kaufman?
Ethan Kaufman's just that consistent guy that you can rely on to go out there and get bonus points for you. He's another one that's been in the program for a long time. His technique is flawless, so it's always a show when Kaufman's wrestling, whether he's hitting his duck unders, his fireman's running the legs, he puts on a good show out there on the mat.
Once again, we've started our conversation talking Lebanon High School wrestling with head coach Jacob King. Jacob, thanks for your time, and good luck later today at North Montgomery.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now let's go ahead and welcome in our student athletes and get their thoughts on what they hope to accomplish later today at North Montgomery, but also their thoughts on the season as a whole. And let's begin with the senior Carson Toole. And Carson, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So I always like to ask our athletes this first question, why the particular sport? So why wrestling for you?
Wrestling's always something I've done since I was younger and put into as my parents drew me into it when I was like 6 years old. So it's kind of something I've just grown up with in time, and it's taught me a lot of things about life, like hard work and consistency and just pushing through all the adversity you can face, and it's a great sport.
All right, again, that's Carson Toole with us here, senior at Lebanon High School. Ethan Kaufman is with us as well. And Ethan, same question, why wrestling for you?
My brother just started wrestling when he was in sixth grade, so I was like, sure, I'll try it. And here I am as a senior wrestling my whole life.
We're talking Lebanon High School wrestling here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Let's go back a couple weeks and talk about the conference that the Tigers were able to win. Ethan, I know you finished second at the 126 weight class, but what did it mean to you to see your team win the conference for the first time in several years?
It shows how much we work in the room, how much we care about the sport. I know I didn't get first, but as a team, it's still amazing. And it's just great to see Coach King get his, is that your first one?
Yeah.
His first championship.
Carson, what about for you? What was it like, first of all, seeing the team win conference, but yourself being a champion as a conference?
It was great actually getting my first conference championship in high school. And, as a team, this year definitely had a different feel to it from my other years of high school, as I never have won a conference championship while being in high school. So the team vibe this year was a lot better. The work we showed in the room actually paid off as a team with it being a different feel. So it feels great to actually go out and actually do that together as a team and get the job done.
Carson, what were some goals that you set for yourself coming into this season?
Honestly, I didn't have very super high expectations coming off my knee injuries. I just really wanted to get back to the sport, continue trying my best to do what I can in the sport, as I feel like opportunities have slipped away due to my knee injuries. So I really just wanted to get back on the mat and finish my career.
You feel like you're healthy right now?
Yeah, I got a new brace, so I'm feeling great. Ready for regionals for great.
Ethan, what about for you? What were some goals coming into the season?
First was conference champ. That didn't happen. And then my main one was making it to state, trying to place this year. And then conference champ as a team always. And then that's pretty much it.
Who on this team makes you a better wrestler?
My partners, my coaches, my brother, pretty much everyone, because they all push me and each other.
When you say partners on the wrestling team, who specifically do you wrestle with and battle during practice?
Austin Crouch.
And what does he do specifically that makes you a better wrestler?
He knows what I'm going to do, so he can defend it and help me work on stuff.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School wrestling on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Carson, what about for you? Who makes you a better wrestler?
Probably Zach Tranum. He is a guy who came last year, wasn't, you know, the best wrestler I've ever wrestled, but definitely came back after a long offseason, and he put in a lot of work, and that's really helped me throughout this year. And his scrambling and funk that he does really helps me push through my matches that I have now. So he definitely has helped me the most, I feel like.
Carson, who will you see in that first match at regional?
Logan Wagner.
Chase Wagner,
yep. From Zionsville. I haven't wrestled him yet, but he's a good opponent, I've heard. But
if his last name is Wagner from Zionsville, you're going to see a good wrestler. I do know that. What's kind of the scouting report on him? Have you learned much about him?
Yeah, he's very good at getting to his shots. He doesn't tie up to you much, but he's very offensive, and he's very good at getting his takedowns.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And Ethan, what about for you? What's the scouting report, and who will you be facing in the first round?
A kid from Fountain Central. We watched his film. He's just kind of relaxed, doesn't really do much, so I'm prepared.
All right. Well, very good. Well, good luck to you as well.
Thank you.
We've had a chance here to talk Lebanon High School wrestling on this portion of the Coach's Corner. We began with head coach Jacob King, and we wrapped up visiting with the seniors Carson Toole and Ethan Kaufman, and we wish them well along with all the other members of the Lebanon Tiger wrestling team at the regional later today at North Montgomery. And again, the fun begins at 9 o'clock, so if you get a chance, get over there and watch some very good wrestlers from around the area. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.